Why does a business name matter so much? It's the first thing customers see. It's the tone for their entire experience with your brand. Airbnb, what could they have called their business? You might feel that pressure to come up with the most perfect business name, but remember, no name's perfect. We want to avoid these because it's just costing you money. And what do they always say? First impressions matter. It's how people find you. Welcome to the Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and award-winning marketer. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to turn clarity into action? Let's get started. Think about the businesses you love. What do their names have in common? Chances are they're memorable, they're catchy, and they perfectly reflect the brand. And you can spell them. But what happens when you get your business name wrong? It could be the difference between success and failure. And today we're diving into why naming your business is so very crucial. We're going to talk about some key steps to follow. Memorable business names. Get this right and you're already one step ahead of the competition. Are you ready? Let's jump in. So, why does a business name matter so much? It's not just about being cute or clever. It's the first thing customers see. It's the tone for their entire experience with your brand. And what do they always say? First impressions matter. It's how people find you, how they talk about you, how they craft perceptions around you. It builds trust, or get it wrong, and it can make customers actually look elsewhere. Let's take an example right now. Airbnb. What could they have called their business? Maybe some things like sleep at my place. Would that have got well? Affordable accommodation. I don't know, maybe you've got some other ideas for yourself, but that's not very exciting, isn't it? But Airbnb, why is it so good? It's short. It's memorable. It evokes the idea of air and a bed, and you immediately know what they do. A good name should reflect your values, your product, and stand out from your competitors' names. All right, so we're going to go into a couple of common mistakes I see out there all the time. We want to avoid these because it's just costing you money. You got to spend more money on marketing to get people to understand what your business is about. Make it clear for people and they will use your business easily and quickly, and our marketing doesn't have to work as hard. So mistake number one is this: overcomplicating it, getting too creative, right? Spelling mistakes. I'm not going to call anything out because I don't want to say your business name. I really don't want to do that. This ain't no name and shame here, right? But you got to think about it. No one's going to type that word with the different letter that you're using. How's that going to help your SEO? You know, it doesn't matter if you've got, you know, maybe a different letter at the end, but if you've got one that starts your business name, then you might be in a little bit of spot of bother, okay? Let's talk about the big guy, Google. Is it too difficult to say or spell? Can people easily recommend it or remember you? You know, when Google were putting a lot of thought into naming their brand, they didn't think about making it too complicated that people couldn't spell it. All right. Mistake number two, not considering the long term. We've got a lot of fads that come and go, and slang language, especially in our country, that comes and goes. What's cute today might not age well tomorrow. Don't pick a trendy name that could outdate. Think, will this term be relevant in 10 years? All right, you got that one. Mistake number three, forgetting your audience. The biggest issue is that people will forget about you, forget that you've what you're called or care. So don't forget about your customers. Don't just name it on something that you like. And we've talked about this in previous episodes before. If you're not your target audience, then stop making decisions as if you were. All right. So will it appeal? Will that name actually appeal to the target audience? So I'm going to now, I've told you a few things of what not to do and what the biggest mistakes are. So now I'm going to help you out. All right. We're going to help out. We're going to talk about some key elements of a good business name. All right. There's four key elements. One, clarity, memorability, flexibility, and availability. Firstly, clarity. What do you do? If your business name can clearly define what you do, brilliant. There's a reason why we are called the Marketing Factory. It immediately lets people know what we do and if we're for them or not. And our marketing works for us, right? If we were called the Purple Cow, like a great book, people might not know exactly what we do. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing, or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. The next thing, the key element of a good name is memorability. Will it stick? Will it be a name that people can remember? Remember, if it's too quirky, if it's too different, if it's hard to say, it might not be as memorable as we want it to be. Flexibility is another key element in your business name. The ability to add more to your service offering. What we know when we start a business and where we are today might not be where we are in 5 or 10 years' time. Your business name needs to be flexible. You need to be able to add more things on. So don't niche down too much if you have the intention of expanding, being a greater business than you are. The biggest mistake I see people making in this area is naming their business based on their city, their region, their town, their area, and then they don't know what to do when they want to open a second store, a third store in another area. Don't limit yourself. And the other key element is the availability. You've got to make sure it's available on your domain and a trademark for the future, okay? People go and try to name things based on just merely what's available. They get tired of trying to find a name. And then they stop and thinking about all the other things that is important. Availability is important, but as are equally all of the other things. Clarity, memorability, flexibility. Okay, don't forget that when you're naming, because it's easy to get caught up in what's available and you get tired and you think you can't come up with anything better. Go and seek some professional help on asking an agency or people, a professional in marketing, to help you with this name. Right. Now let's talk about some name validation and some testing. So you've got a few names in mind. Now what do you do? You've got to test them before making the final call. We don't have to. It's just a really good idea to. And test it out on real people who are your potential target audience. Don't just ask your mum and dad if they're not your target audience. Don't ask your friends if they're not your target audience. You can run a quick poll or survey on your own personal social media and say, hey, if you were in this business, which do you like? Ask it in your business groups. Ask it in your communities and avoid overthinking it. All right. You might feel that pressure to come up with the most perfect business name, but remember, no name's perfect. It's what you build around it that makes it successful. Now, examples of great business names, we just have to look around us to see so many great examples. And there's a few that I want to share with you today. Canva, the great Australian design tool, nailed it. Short, simple, reflective of creativity. It's easy to remember, rolls off the tongue, and works internationally. So if that's important to you and your business growth of the future, make sure you think about those things. Again, another business name that is one word, Lush. Lush Australia. Their globally recognized cosmetics brands emphasizes fresh, handmade products. The name Lush itself conveys the idea of abundance, freshness, and luxury. And you'd only need to walk past a Lush store and be within 2 meters of its entrance to know that Lush around the corner. Great business name. T2. I love T2. I just, when I first saw T2, I'm like, wow, that is exceptional name. Tea represents the tea that we drink, you know, pour a bit of hot water on, and two, adding a modern twist. The name's short, sharp, and memorable. It appeals to a younger, more modern tea drinking demographic, because the tea of old isn't just for your nana, isn't just for Auntie Susan, all right? The simplicity of T2 also makes it versatile and easy to brand globally. All right, another example, Qantas. For those of you who don't know, it's an acronym for Queensland and Northern Territory Aerial Services. If you can get clever and you can create a brand and a business name that's an acronym, go out there and do it. But remember, does it make sense? Is it going to be easy to spell? All of those other things. If you know of any others, please share it in your comments. Naming your business is one of the most important decisions you'll make. It's your first chance to tell the world who you are, what you do, and why you matter. Get it right, and you set the stage for success. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.